T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Still lots to get to for you. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to get to Cam Edwards at the bottom of the hour, because the Biden administration has been trying to ban ghost guns, and this case has gone all the way to the Supreme Court now. And we're going to find out what the court has to say about it as they start to have their hearings on this. We'll get to that with Cam coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Obviously, their concern is guns that aren't registered. And ghost guns technically don't go through an FFL dealer if you assemble them at home. But some assembly required does not quite describe what a ghost gun is. So we'll talk more about that for you here at the bottom of the hour. It's a big day for our friends over at Channel 4 today. And we'll be talking about that here in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, Carl, I'd like to get to the shortlist, if you don't mind.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
And the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and how they're being
moved. Should the Columbia University president resign?
Right this way, this way.
I didn't know that. I'll have to find out more about it.
He thinks that she did resign, and the question was, should she resign? But the bigger part of that soundbite is the fact that he basically said there are good people on both sides of this argument. Just so you know, that's what Joe Biden said yesterday.
The most overturned judge in New York State, he was overturned 4 or 5 times on that case alone. That's, you know who it is, I don't have to mention names, I want to be nice.
Well, that's one way to avoid a gag order. You don't want to mention the guys. I bet you know who I'm talking about. Judge. I just want to be nice, but they're going to try to get him on a contempt order this morning before the trial gets back underway in New York. It's just a clown court up there.
The same warrant requirement that he was for 6 months ago. And then he did this bullshit in here on the House floor, foreign war package that does nothing for America.
Whoa, Marjorie Taylor Greene going sideways on Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday. And you know what? The Senate is due to vote on this today, and there's no guarantee it's going to pass, because a number of senators, including Ron Johnson, are pushing hard for the Senate to not pass these foreign aid bills.
Two local leaders are responding to Kansas City Mayor Quinn Lucas following his comments welcoming migrants from other U.S. cities to live and work in Kansas City.
Wow. How about that? That story is going on out in Kansas City, because Quentin Lucas wants to welcome more illegal aliens, I think would be one way to put it. Not unlike what Mayor Jones has called for here.
And for very similar reasons.
Yes.
Well, actually, St. Louis was population decline. It sounds like Kansas City would be to fill vacant jobs.
Yes. It does sound like that. The question is what they want is for people to come who already have a work permit, and the difficulty with that is that there are people like that in the country who have work permits and visas to be here. The people that came across the border and got their wrists slapped by Joe Biden's Border Patrol plan down there are not among that group. I'm not quite sure what he's trying to backtrack now, make it look like he was asking for something different, but he's not. So I don't know. I just wanted you to be aware of what's going on over there in Kansas City. And Bill Igel, among others, has said, if I'm governor, that's not happening. We're going to shut that down across the state of Missouri if you're trying to do that. So that's part of the controversy that is going on over there. Let me back up here for just a minute. I mentioned at the top of the hour, we talked a little bit about our friends at Channel 4. Sources tell us that they're having their DEI training today at Channel 4. Getting back to when the one of the anchors over there, a script made it through using this terminology, which did not go over very well. So let me play this soundbite from Channel 4 when this happened.
American dream, but tonight, colored homeowners are sounding the alarm when it comes to undervalued home appraisals. Our national investigative team looking into this year. Next.
Yeah, so using the C word there did not go over well, Channel 4. It resulted in the local chapter of the NAACP and the local Society of Black Journalists calling for action to be taken against Corey, who's the anchor over there, for reading the script that was given to him and apparently written by some producer somewhere.
Right, and likely written while Corey was already out on the set in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
So he more than likely cold read that.
Yes. So there were, from what we understand, people of color in management who probably should have previewed that script, but didn't, and the anchor didn't catch it either. So apologized for it. It was a simple mistake. Let's move on. You're being criticized by an organization called the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People for using that word. And that to me is the biggest hypocrisy of the whole thing. Number one. Number two, should Corey have caught it? Probably. Number three, is it the end of the world? No. But you have to bow down to the god of diversity, equity, and inclusion if you dare make a slip up like that in today's cancel culture. So the penalty for the entire staff and the newsroom of Channel 4 today, I understand today and maybe tomorrow, is they all have to go in for mandatory brainwashing. What's the word I'm looking? What's
that's,
the word
I think
I'm looking
that
for here?
About fits it. Yeah, I would love to be on the fly on the wall for that.
Yeah.
What are they possibly going to say? Like, I think about in 2020 when everything was going crazy, and like the Dixie Chicks, for example, they decided that was offensive, so they dropped the word Dixie, and now they're just the Chicks, right?
Yes.
We saw. I feel like a number of bands did that. Why does the NAACP not change that? Why could they not change what the colored persons, right?
Oh,
if
the
they're
name
saying
of the organization.
The name of the organization.
I don't know.
If they're saying that's offensive to say it in a script like the one that Corey read, and I'm not saying that's great. I wouldn't say that, but it's like, then you're setting the precedent for that.
Yeah.
Why would you not change
apparently
that?
Apparently, the script originally said people of color and got changed to colored people when he read it there. And that is such a sin that the entire staff is now going to have to be beaten over the head with political correctness until morale improves.
I'm sorry. I think the manager should have been held responsible for that. I don't care if she didn't write it. You are the manager. It is your role to look over every script before it goes on air, and you must not have.
Yeah. So apparently that one that the only thing that happened there is one demotion, we understand, or reassignment, and then they'll go on as usual. I don't believe Corey should have been disciplined for that. I think it was a simple mistake. Why can't mistakes just be simple anymore? but they're not in this politically correct world. So that that's part of what's happening over there today. If the news comes on late, you'll know why, because they were all in DEI training. Coming up, we're going to get you to Cam Edwards a little later. We're hoping to talk to Mark Lotter because, as you heard earlier, the hearing is underway again, about to get underway this morning. It looks like President Trump is going to be – they're trying to hold him in contempt this morning. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but if it does, that hearing will get underway in the next hour. We'll get to all that and more straight ahead.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
Yep. Never truer words spoken. There's just no doubt about that, for sure. So I saw this story yesterday, and at first I thought maybe it was local, and then I realized it was up in Clinton County, Michigan. Speaking of political correctness, they decided up there that they were going to have a voluntary lesson in an elementary school on gender identity and pronoun use through discussion and literature. But several of the Snowflake staff members received threats over it, they claim, and so they canceled it. Now, obviously, there's always more to the story, right? So I had Carl cut a little bit from the Michigan TV station, which is, believe it or not, a sister station of Channel 4 here, covering this story up there. The DeWitt Public Schools announced that they were canceling the lesson for first graders. Now, parents were like, this is silly because my kid is too young. They don't know what they are yet. They're still growing. Why are you telling a 5 to 7 year old about pronouns unless you're trying to brainwash them?
Thank you.
Now, I don't ever support anybody being threatened. I don't know what happened here. My guess is they had a lot of parents call who were angry that they were going to do this, and they decided to turn it around back on the parents and act like they'd been threatened because they didn't like. Remember when you show up at a school board meeting and you are passionate about something, you could be considered a threat by the FBI.
Or a terrorist.
That's what the DOJ does. So I don't know for sure that there were any threats in this case. But I do know that they're trying to make a stink about it because all they are is playing kumbaya and all these people are mad at us and we don't know why. Here's part of the story. Go to cut 12, please.
A controversial lesson in DeWitt has been pulled after backlash and threats to staff and teachers. The voluntary lesson was going to teach first graders about pronouns and gender identity in an effort to promote greater understanding around this subject. In a statement posted on Facebook, the DeWitt Public School Superintendent said in part, "Some staff members have had their personal information, including information regarding their families and children, placed online to harass and intimidate them, a cyberbullying practice called doxing. While the vast majority of these inappropriate communications have originated outside of our community, several staff members have expressed feeling anxious, stressed, and even afraid to go to school. Superintendent Shanna Spickard called those actions unacceptable, and local police have been contacted about it. She goes on to say that after consulting with the school board, the district's leadership team, and employees, she decided it was ultimately best to cancel the lesson.
Do you think? Who are the idiots that thought it would be a good idea to teach first graders about pronouns? And they had to quote, they quoted one of the parents who supported the idea as saying, I just don't understand it. Even if people don't understand it, it's all about inclusion and making every kid feel safe and welcome in any district. No. No, they claim they sent a letter home with parents telling them what they were about to do and giving them the option of opting their kid out.
So their kid would be ostracized and the only one who is hateful and a bigot by sitting in the other room?
Exactly. That's exactly what it was.
Lesson number one, kids, what is a pronoun? Seriously, to teach the kids
first
about
graders?
Z, Zims, him, her, they, them, you have to teach the first grader what is a pronoun. I mean, when do you even learn what that is?
Oh, it's got to be later in elementary
later.
School
Absolutely.
Somewhere, right?
I would imagine like fourth grade at the earliest, I would guess. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. When do you learn to read?
It's all about
still,
inclusion.
It's like it is so ridiculous.
Equity.
I mean, there's a reason why they want to get them when they're younger. Like you learn everything when you're younger because I feel like you tend to retain it better. It's just easier when you start the kids younger. So
right.
I'm not surprised they want to get kids when they're, you know,
six
years old.
Not encouraging, not saying any threat of violence was okay. If somebody did that, they deserve whatever's coming to them. But I can understand why the parents would have been pretty upset about that, because I would have been one of them if they were trying it in my kid's elementary school. Back off, you bunch of brainwashers. I don't know what's going on around here. Leave that stuff to the parents. That is just goofy is what it is. I don't know any other way to put it. Coming up, we'll get to Cam Edwards. The Supreme Court's going to take up this issue of ghost guns. What are ghost guns? I'm a gun guy. I have no ability, no skill set to put together my own gun, but it's suddenly the biggest threat facing America, according to the Biden administration. We're going to get to that with Cam Edwards coming up on 2A Tuesday. Stay tuned.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Well, we know the Biden administration loves to change things through administrative fiat instead of going through Congress. We saw them do it with Title IX this past week. They've also tried to do it with so-called ghost guns, because if you call something a ghost, it's apparently supposed to be scary. But that's being challenged now to the Supreme Court. It got overturned, and we've got Cam Edwards with us this morning, host of BearingArms.com, their editor up there, and host of the NRA News, Cam and Company, and 40 Acres and a Fool. Cam, how are you?
I'm good, Mark. How are you, sir?
I'm good, my friend. Good to have you on here. I saw that the Supreme Court granted cert to that ATF ghost gun rule. So this is the administration challenging a lower court ruling that tossed out their actions, correct?
That's right. Two lower court rulings, as a matter of fact. A U.S. District Court judge decided that the ATF did not have the authority to issue this rule. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed. And as you say, the DOJ appealed to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court agreed to hear this case yesterday. The oral arguments will be held this fall.
So what's your definition of a ghost gun? I mean, you order all the parts online and assemble it at home, which still isn't easy, right?
Yeah, it's not even that, right? Because when you're talking about how the federal government defines a firearm, The part of the gun that they consider to be a firearm is a framer or a receiver. So well, the ATF rule deals with unfinished frames and receivers, things that are not completed, right? So you can buy something that's maybe 75%, 80% complete. It's not considered a firearm under federal law. You get that piece of metal and you finish it, right? You complete the other 20% of the work that needs to be done to turn it into a receiver. Well, again, under federal law, we could make our own guns. We don't have to serialize them. We don't have to register them with the government. And that's what the ATF was trying to address here, right? They want those guns registered. They want those guns serialized. They want to know who's building these guns. And so the ATF rule defined these unfinished gun parts as if they were completed firearms, meaning that they would have to be serialized. You have to go through a background check when you buy one of these kits. And that's the rule that's being challenged because they are redefining what a firearm is. And that's Congress's job, not the ATF's.
Yep. The court announced that it will hear Vanderstock v. Garland this fall. So we do know that the Supreme Court will end up hearing that particular story.
That's right. And, you know, this is the second ATF rule that the ATF has agreed to hear a challenge to. Oral arguments were held earlier this year on the ATF's bump stock ban, which was put in place during the Trump administration. And, you know, the ATF has continued to promulgate these rules that really should be, you know, legislation coming from Congress. They've gone after pistol stabilizing braces.
Yes.
They just redefined who is engaged in the business of selling firearms. So you're right. The Biden administration is trying to use the ATF as sort of a fiat for Congress, right? When they can't get their gun control bills through Congress, well, let's just, you know, put them in place through an ATF rule instead.
Cam, I saw the Iowa governor, Kim Reynolds, just signed a bill that would let staff get a permit so that they could carry on school grounds. Mm-hmm. And Tennessee passed similar legislation, but it looks like Iowa took it one step further because this gives the districts and the armed employees immunity for the use of reasonable force. And then it also requires the largest school districts in the state to have those school resource officers, which seems like an obvious thing. Like, why are all districts across the country not required to do that? But sadly, I can think of several here in the St. Louis area that don't have the school resource officers.
Yeah. You know, I think for a lot of districts, it's a budget issue. Unfortunately, for some districts, it's a political issue, right? Democrats aren't just opposed to armed school staff. They're opposed, by and large, to school resource officers. They view police in schools as part of this, you know, school to prison pipeline.
Right.
As opposed to being there to protect kids. Right. So I'm with you. I'm glad to see that Governor Reynolds signed this bill. Iowa has allowed armed school staff in the past, but it's been a little bit difficult for teachers to undergo the process of you know, being able to carry lawfully. So hopefully this will ease the way a little bit, and you know, we will see other states move forward with similar programs.
Have you heard of any other states aside from Tennessee or Iowa that are considering this kind of legislation?
Well, I mean, you've got states like Texas, Utah that already have these laws in place, Colorado, Ohio. So there are already thousands of educators who are carrying. But yes, Kentucky also passed, I believe it's called a Guardian bill this year that is not specifically designed for armed school staff, but it is designed to have volunteers, maybe retired military, who could, again, serve as that first line of defense. So I think you will see more and more states take up this issue because, again, this is about protecting our kids, right? And if you have a rural school district where first responders are maybe 20 or 30 minutes away, you want that immediate response if somebody comes on campus with murder on their mind.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You want a good guy with a gun in there for sure. I also saw on bearingarms.com you had a story about law enforcement and these gun buybacks. I mean, when they've had those in St. Louis, my impression is what they do is they go through their closets and they get grandpa's old 1930 shotgun and turn that in for 50 or 100 bucks. And it does very little to take the guns off the street that they're targeting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm not aware of any academic research that shows there's been any value to these gun buybacks, right? Outside of political value, because the politician who proposes these things, they typically get a lot of positive press. They get good headlines, right? But in terms of, you know, impacting public safety, you're right. There is no impact. The guns that are typically turned in are what we call garbage guns, right? They're old, they're rusty. They've been in someone's basement or someone's attic collecting dust for a while. You know, it's silly. It doesn't necessarily violate our Second Amendment rights. But again, in terms of addressing public safety, why don't we go after the people who are actually committing these violent crimes instead of, you know, grandma's gun that she hasn't touched in 20 years. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yep, I would agree with that completely. Cam, thanks for your time, my friend. We appreciate it.
As always, Mark, thanks so much.
Always great to have you on. BearingArms.com. You can find out more on there about his 40 Acres and a Fool podcast that he's doing as well these days. Still ahead, we may still get to, I see Todd Patrick Pyro is on the phone right now. We're going to get to him coming up. He's been on the campus of one of the big East Coast universities that you might have heard of, Yale, and they're having protests up there. We're going to check in with him when we come back.
Two-state solution. It's completely reasonable to want a ceasefire or to have a different view on that. Absolutely, that's a democracy. But it is not appropriate or legal, or it's helpful to advance your argument if you show up in a Starbucks with a bullhorn and start yelling at people, and that doesn't make you noble. It just makes you an asshole.
We've got Todd Pyro of Fox and Friends First on the phone this morning. And Todd, they've actually got you working for a living today, I see.
Easy, buddy. All right, relax. Turns out it was a home game for me. I don't want to make light of this. Let's get the humor part out of the way quickly.
Yeah.
So where I was yesterday, I was at Columbia. And I guess the video of some significant unrest at Yale came in. And I go, you know, I live like 30 minutes from there, if you guys want to do that tomorrow. Well, that was the first time any of my pitches have ever been accepted in my 15 years in this business. So like, oh, great. Yeah, we'll send you. So we did a little field anchoring in the 5 a.m. And then we did some reporter hits in the 6 a.m. And, you know, you've been in this business. You know, when you go to a scene the day after all the excitement, nothing happens when you're on there. Especially when it's a morning show. And it must have been like 20 degrees out there, week of April, but it was, I couldn't talk in my 6 a.m. My lips didn't work. Anyway, you have questions to ask. I just want to make sure I get in one story. So I don't know if you saw, but the encampment was behind us, not allowed to use tents, but they were sleeping there somehow overnight in the cold. Just before you think that everybody in the East Coast is a crazy liberal, one of the rank-and-file workers, not one of the kids who goes there, one of the rank-and-file workers walked across right in front of them, whistling the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, nice.
Loud enough, I love that.
Loud enough for all of them to hear. It's a song they probably get triggered by. They probably are very angered by that song. But, again, it's that song that allows them to be idiots and doing what they're doing right now. So let's not forget that.
Amen. Across the campus of Yale University. So how many people were up there, Todd?
Today, again, this was the morning. You know, we do a morning show 5 a.m. to we just left. So
yeah.
Like 8:30. There were probably a couple of dozen. But we're not talking the hundreds that were there yesterday with 47 arrests. And it's not like they were doing anything. You know, they were this morning. They were just kind of like waking up. First, they were sleeping. Then they were waking up and just kind of sitting in it looked like a circle talking. You know, they were doing nothing wrong. If we weren't there for, you know, the anti-Israel protest, you would just think it's like a yoga circle or something like that. So this morning's events were not insane, let's say. But, there were some of our friends in blue out. Of course, they watch us on Fox. So they're like, hey, we love you and Carly in the morning. And you talk to them, you pick their brain. And, one thing that I don't want to tell too many tales out of school, but said his guest was about 75% students, 25% outside agitators.
Yes.
So there
yes.
you go.
Yeah. Did they say how long they plan to be there? Like, are we expecting more for days to come?
You know, that is, I think, the question. I don't think anybody knows. What we do have to remember are a couple things about Yale specifically, but this issue more broadly. This is reading week at Yale, which means, if I remember from college, like when you study for your finals. So there's no classes. There's kind of like freedom with your schedule, more so than, you know, a normal college semester. Will that change next week when presumably we're going into May, finals start, right? So you'd have to imagine if finals are starting, I don't know, maybe they'll protest and do finals. I remember when I was doing finals, it was, you know, in a library, locked away for 18 hours a day and not doing much else. But, you know, these are different times.
True.
As for the broader issue, Kim, I think your question – may also go to the calendar. We are about to hit May next week, and, you know, college is kind of done. So how much longer do these protests go on? Unclear, but they are spreading throughout the country. I just reported on Fox and Friends. You guys have one there in Missouri at Washington University. You had an encampment. So it's not just the coast.
Yeah. I don't know about you, Todd, but your kids are still too young to think about this. But if I was paying 65, 70 grand a year for my kid to go to Yale and I looked up and saw him or her involved in that, I'd be on that campus grabbing him by the ear, taking him home. I just don't get that.
Maybe that's why a number of them are wearing masks.
Yeah, it could be.
I didn't see a lot of COVID flying around outside, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, Todd, thanks for giving me a few minutes this morning, my friend. Great job up there.
My pleasure. And go Battle Hawks.
Go Hawks. Hit it. See you, buddy. Good to get him on this morning. Yeah, Kim and I many times have been at the scene the next morning when something happened the day before. And there's nothing there.
There's not much happening not now, much. But just 5 hours ago, this place was packed. I used that line so many times.
I know, for sure. Hey, coming up, we're hoping to get a hold of Mark Lotter. He has been talking about the President Trump, that is, being in court yesterday, what's likely to go on this morning. It's all straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.